This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Hamas negotiators are remaining in Cairo for another day at the request of mediators, keeping ceasefire talks going after 2 days with no breakthrough. That's according to an official from the militant group on Tuesday. Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan with more.
The Cairo talks had been billed as a final hurdle to reach the war's first extended ceasefire. It would be a 40-day truce between Israel and Hamas, during which dozens of Israeli hostages would be freed, and aid would be pumped into Gaza to stave off a famine. Three security sources from host and mediator Egypt told Reuters the warring sides still wanted a deal, but still sticking to demands that had held up an agreement so far. Israel says it is interested only in a temporary truce, during which more hostages would be freed. Hamas says it wants any deal to lead to a permanent end to hostilities.
That's Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan reporting. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken discussed with Israel War Cabinet member Benny Gantz in a meeting Tuesday the need to act urgently to enable the delivery of humanitarian aid. State Department spokesperson Matthew Miller.
Secretary Blinken and Minister Gantz also discussed efforts to reach an agreement for a six-week ceasefire that would secure the release of all hostages and help alleviate the suffering of the Palestinian people.
Miller added that obstacles to a Gaza ceasefire are not insurmountable. He said, in Washington's view, it's possible to reach an agreement between Israel and Hamas. A U.S. destroyer shot down drones in a missile launched by Yemen's Houthi rebels toward the Red Sea. That's according to the U.S. Military Central Command early Tuesday. That assault targeted the USS Kearney, a Burke-class destroyer. This is VOA News. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Tuesday welcomed the International Criminal Court's arrest warrants for two top Russian commanders for suspected war crimes in Ukraine. Details from VOA's Rick Pantaleo.
The International Criminal Court said Tuesday that there were reasonable grounds to believe that Sergei Kobylash and Viktor Sokolov were responsible for missile strikes by forces under their command against the Ukrainian electric infrastructure. This is Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. These are obvious crimes, Russia's war crimes and crimes against humanity. And it is precisely in this regard that the International Criminal Court made a principled move. The ICC said the attacks on Ukraine's electrical grid caused civilian harm and damage that would have been clearly excessive to any expected military advantage. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
U.S. President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump edged closer to the solidifying their nominations on the country's so-called Super Tuesday, though many voters would rather see a different matchup in November. More from AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
Justin Butler is not thrilled with the prospect of Biden-Trump Part 2.
Both of them are too old.
He voted for Dean Phillips in Arkansas, but if it comes down to it, Biden will get his vote in November.
I'll vote for anybody but Trump.
In Tennessee, Joseph Hudson says he thinks Trump will make a strong president again.
As long as he stays focused and does not become vengeful.
While in Alabama,
I was a Trump supporter. The guy scares me to death.
Charles Bolton voted for Nikki Haley, but if she drops out, he will back Trump again.
Yeah. Biden is a loose cannon. He's actually worse than Trump as far as I'm concerned.
It is what it is.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Britain's Princess of Wales will appear in June for a royal ceremony, her first confirmed official duty since surgery. AP correspondent Charles E. Ledesma.
Officials say Kate will attend a Trooping the Colour ceremony in June. This would be her first confirmed major official duty since undergoing abdominal surgery. Kate, Prince William's wife, has been out of the public eye since January, when palace officials announced she was being admitted to a private London hospital for a planned medical procedure. They did not provide more details, but said she would not return to public duties until after Easter. The Ministry of Defence says Kate, who's 42, will inspect soldiers on parade during the ceremony on June 8. Charles de Ledesma, London.
More at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.